T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking to Brooks outside not too long ago, he said Tiger's back. Do you feel like you're back physically, mentally, and everything that it takes to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
Good morning, Metroplex. What an amazing sports event. It was absolutely perfect. Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on DFW Sports Station. We have Mudbug tickets to give you at 8:40. So every single day this week at 7:40, Snoop Dogg tickets every single morning at 8:40, Mudbug tickets to party with us Saturday in Arlington with all the Dallas Cowboys and all the Cowboy cheerleaders. Tiger got up at 3:45 yesterday morning for his 9:20 tee time at Augusta. Now, I heard this and I tweeted it after his third round, and he's like, oh, I'll probably get up at 3:45 or 4 because they moved up the round because of weather concerns. 3:45. And you said Molinari was at like 6 a.m. getting up?
Yeah, so on Saturday they asked him what time they're going to get up, and he said, you know, we play, and friends, he's Molinari's right. They play every week on tour. On Thursday or Friday, you're going to have an early day. They flip them. So they're used to this. So Tiger has got a schedule. He likes to get up, go to the gym, get stretched out, get his body ready. Molinari probably wakes up, has breakfast, and goes to the range. Brooks Koepka might do this. He might get up, you know, go eat a, you know, pound eggs and then go to the range. Who knows what he's going to do? Some guys work out after. Tiger likes to do a lot of this stuff beforehand. So he was going to get up almost 6 hours before his round. They teed off at about 9:20 Eastern, and he was up at 3:45. That's almost 6 hours before his round. Not talking a noon round, a 9 a.m. round.
Yeah.
To get stretched, to get a massage, to get a workout, whatever. So that was a kind of an eye-opener.
So there was something that it just got me so curious because I had never seen it before. Tiger and Phil were both chewing gum. Now, you know, sometimes you make observations in your own mind and you're scared to say them out loud because you think people are going to make fun of you and be like, so what?
Yeah, that's me at a press conference.
That doesn't,
I don't ask questions because of that.
That doesn't matter at all. And I was like, I like to, you know, I'm like a poor man's Dawson and trying to, you know, figure out the psychological effect or what's going on upstairs. And I was like, there has to be a reason why these guys all of a sudden are chewing gum. And Phil Mickelson actually commented on it last month to the New York Times. The chewing aspect stimulates the frontal cortex. Whatever that means. The chewing aspect stimulates the frontal cortex. And a physician said it helps with the mental part of the game. Think about what you do under pressure. You get stressed and tense. You clench your jaw. When you're chewing gum, you cannot keep your jaw clenched. You're opening and closing, so releasing that tension could calm you down. And, you know, if you go and just Google it, longer focus and concentration if you're chewing gum. Michael Jordan always chewed gum. And think about that. It gives you something else to think about. Whether you're thinking about it or not, like you're doing something else, so you're not sitting there seething. Because Tiger, I would always watch him play his rounds, and like you could feel the stress level. And then if you're just sitting there, you look more relaxed. You got to be like a tiny bit more relaxed. Now, yesterday in the presser, all of my psychological hopes were shot down because Tiger said, well, really, I just get really hungry out there. And I wanted to curb my appetite a little bit. So that was the reason
Swallowing the gum?
Yeah, he swallowed it in one of the shots. Ugh. But Phil.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do you swallow gum?
Yeah, got to be done sometimes.
How often?
No big deal.
Out of 5 pieces.
Probably everyone.
No!
Yeah, I don't have a problem with swallowing gum.
Why
I never
would
figured
you do
out
that?
What the big deal was.
It's gum.
Yeah, sometimes, you know. I mean, I haven't chewed gum in, man, it's probably been over a year since I've even chewed a piece of gum.
What? Why?
Yeah. Yeah, because when do you have it? When do you buy it? I don't go out of my way to pick it up. And
oh, you're not worried about your breath?
I mean, I am worried about my breath for sure. That's what.
What do you do?
Brushing your teeth is for, I suppose.
Well, after you have three cups of coffee, that's done.
Got a little. Well, I go straight home. Yeah, try not to close talk anybody on my way out of this building. That's for sure.
But do you not get, you know,
mouthwash?
Certs.
Mouthwash.
Certs. God.
Tic Tac.
Are certs even around still?
Man, those are great.
My dad loved them.
We got some breath savers over here in the, also a big fan of too, because the little spot in the middle made you feel like it was extra minty
but
fresh.
But on your person, you're not carrying mouthwash.
No, you're right.
Whoa.
In the car,
you
I'll,
haven't chewed gum in a year?
In the car, I'll have, I'll typically have like a little canister just in case you're desperate.
Okay.
Keep it in my toiletry bag all the time, and I have it on every floor of my home. So it's like right underneath
good.
The kitchen sink
yeah.
in the house. But nah, not really.
You ever tried
I'm a big gum guy.
Playing or not playing with gum?
I don't think I ever played with gum.
I think it would make you less like tight and dead serious throughout the whole time. Like chewing gum is a casual thing.
But
you
got to stop chewing every time you take a swing, right?
Yes.
Well, they say your breathing is really important when you're swinging. There's some people like to have inhale before they swing, and some people like to exhale right before it, like just to change your diaphragm up a little bit.
Derek says to inhale.
Yeah, I've never tried the gum chew. Not against it. I've never been a gum guy. I chew gum every now and then, but usually it's for like breath reasons, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know,
Troy
throw a pop in.
Destroys gum.
Yeah, he does.
He steals it every single morning.
I don't know about that. Not been confirmed.
7-Eleven.
Not known the video.
Yeah. So he goes and steals gum like a klepto.
No, right. I don't know about that.
Can we talk about Phil was really enjoying on the course? His CBD pen.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see Phil Mickelson taking a rip?
No.
From his CBD pen? The same one that our own Jeff Kavanaugh champions here?
Really?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I think that I'd be stunned.
Taking a pull.
Now, but clarify, just for those that don't understand, CBD oil is nothing, and I say oil when I'm talking about this.
It's like the gluten of marijuana. Like, no one understands it.
No one understands. It's not like real marijuana because everything's been taken out of it and extracted for health purposes. But, you know, to see down the golf course,
hey,
a little unusual.
Is that
rip it and rip it, baby?
What is that supposed to do?
Calm you?
Because if it calms you, then I got an issue with that.
What?
That's
deal with your anxiety.
PED. Yeah, this is.
And look at him looking around too. I just tagged you guys in the video. Look at him looking around too. Like, I hope no one's seeing this.
Didn't Rocco Media used to smoke cigarettes?
I know Daly did.
Okay, would you consider that PED?
Yeah, I would think so. It's supposed to raise your blood pressure though, so that may not be PED.
All right, forget about his pen. Everything is about his video. Phil Mickelson is a genius on Twitter, and he decided, this video has multiple components of greatness. He filmed himself going up Magnolia Lane and listened to the shot he took, and also something choppy would be screaming if he was driving to the Masters as well. This is Phil Mickelson's weekend video on Twitter.
There's nothing better than being in contention on the weekend at the Masters driving up Magnolia Lane. I've got a great pairing today with Matt Kuchar. Obviously, we're not going to have any side action today because I'd probably see like 0.06% if I did win. But we're going to have a great day. I love his caddy, Woody. And wearing all black, being aggressive, hitting bombs.
Hitting
bombs.
Bombs. Man, he definitely is looking around to make sure no one sees him with this CBD.
Oh,
now, explain to me the 0.06% return.
Remember when Matt Kuchar didn't pay the makeup caddy? He had the fill-in caddy.
Oh,
and he gave
brilliant.
It.
Okay.
So most caddies get between 8 and 10%. Sometimes if you're a month, sometimes you get up to 12. And he paid him 0.06%.
All right, that's a brilliant troll. I thought he was making a joke that he's like not a very competent gambler and that he won't bet that much.
No, it was about Kuchar being cheap. I gotta be honest, every time Kuchar was on TV, I was cursing.
Yeah, he's on my list. I have a list of a few guys that I didn't even mention him earlier.
Like I hate
Poulter, Bubba, Kuchar, Patrick Reed, Those are all guys that I root against.
Yeah.
I don't like to root against many, but I root against those
Kuchar
guys.
Drives me nuts now. I root for his demise and downfall. I really do.
Yeah.
After he ripped off that cat.
It was terrible.
And he's unapologetic.
It was an awful look. And he's got to get ripped for this. Like, everyone on tour has got to just troll him. And he has to be self-aware.
All right, the guy who we always destroy on this show, was he at it again? RJ says he's going to defend him. Mike Francesa, over the weekend on WFAN with his Tiger Woods and Masters prediction.
I wouldn't be worried if it was Memorial Day. What do you want about
not
the Masters?
All.
Go ahead.
Yes. Tiger. Two things. One, yeah. Tiger's chance. What do you think?
Nil.
Really?
I don't think he's going to keep his drive in a fairway. I don't think he can do it. And also, I don't think you can be 141st in the world under 10 feet putting and win at the Augusta. I don't think he can. He's 140. He's 141st in the world from inside 10 feet, and you can't win at Augusta. Yep. You got to make too many putts at Augusta from 7 and 8 feet to have any chance. Yeah, so I cannot see. I apologize. I didn't know there was a last one. I cannot see Tiger winning.
Fred Sessa getting crushed again.
You know, like, it's fun to crush him, but if we're going to play gotcha on every wrong prediction anyone's ever... He made really good points. Those were factual. He's not a very good putter inside of 10 feet. You have to be able to putt inside of 10 feet at Augusta to win. He doesn't keep the ball in the fairway. Typically, you've got to keep the ball in the fairway to win at Augusta. Like, you know, that's actually really sound golf analysis. It's fun that he was wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know why. Like, this is gonna, if we're gonna play gotcha like this, then why ever give a pick ever again?
Well, it's because he's an ass.
Well, he is,
and
he won't own anything. He's a cocky, arrogant, overpaid, ASS who you can feel him sitting on his throne while talking down to everyone. And if you never want to own anything, or you take yourself way, 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 way too seriously, you get crushed. And sure, that's why I love crushing him.
He's going to come back on today and probably say he never said he didn't think Tiger didn't have a chance.
Neil.
He always believed Tiger had it in him to win again.
Yeah.
And if you followed the Twitter account that does a lot of the posting of this, is actually at Back After This. He posted a tweet over the weekend alluding to the idea that he may soon be shut down because Francesa is upset by being gotcha'd by him all the time. See, he takes all his clips from Mike Francesa's own app, by the way. He doesn't, like, screenshot the video and post it. He takes the clips from Francesa's app and then shares them. I guess as a result of that, Francesa, as you've heard, has accused him of doctoring footage in the past, he and his producer, and he might be shut down in the near future.
We apparently, I think we owe a show thank you to RJ Choppy, who walked in this morning with gifts for all of us from Augusta, where he went last week. A Masters badge holder with the lanyard. This is an official Masters, like, press pass, it looks like.
You know, I was like, what am I going to get everyone, right? You guys aren't really golfers, so getting you something golf-related, probably. I got KT a golf towel.
That was nice.
Yeah. Because I felt bad that he, because I invited him.
What?
I invited KT to go, and he couldn't go.
Really?
Yeah, I invited him to go. I had an extra ticket.
Wow, your mentor is so nice.
I know. Well, I figured, you know, like, I should, you know, help out because he claims to be a golf guy. You know, I would feel bad if I was able to go to two rounds of Augusta and he wasn't.
Did not do his usual great play-by-play live tweeting, as he usually does.
So
I was disappointed.
I was in the merch tent, and I was like, God, there's nothing here that I can get these guys. And then I walked across this. I was like, oh. We use lanyards for all of our media press passes.
Yeah.
So I was like, you could slide the press pass in there.
Did you pay? Did this cost any money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those are like $10 a piece.
Why are they charging for this?
Because it's
Augusta.
Look at
the quality, man.
Yeah, this is nice quality.
What? The stitching.
Yeah.
Like, look how large it is.
I know.
Actually, this is not for the press pass. It's for the documents, whatever people they buy there at the Masters.
Jeez, good God.
Gosh. I don't even know if I want this. I'll be honest with you. I really don't. I don't know if I want that.
I wonder how much you could sell this for.
I don't know. Probably more than I paid for it.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
You're welcome. Nice. Well, yeah, I got, you know, I got Spittle and Purdy something. I hope that's transparent enough.
Is your contract done or not?
It's it's done.
I thought he
it's
signed
done.
It. Yeah.
It's done. I
he
got
was lamenting that fact recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a couple of the salespeople.
Whoa.
Well, I got Sam something. He's the one that matters.
Oh, big sales dog.
Sam.
Yeah, nice. So RJ Choppy getting it done at the Augusta gift shop. Got a badge holder.
You FedEx these back?
I did.
Are you joking?
Didn't carry
yeah, it came
plane?
In a big box. Like a big giant box. I got you know everything in there sent
What's
to me.
What's the coolest thing you bought, real quick?
What's a cool toy?
What's a cool toy? Let's see. Oh, it's probably the I got a big duffel bag. And it says Masters on it. It's got the thing. And so I was like, I could make like I actually played this.
Were you walking around and be like, I've seen that when they were showing?
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, look at that. He doesn't even know what he's doing on that hole.
Yeah,
that's an easy right to left break, Brooks. I saw that one. I saw that one live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.